Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen Baum back on the show. Stephen has been helping people like you and me for many decades. He had a long, great career at Booz Allen Hamilton. He's been following, hitching his wagon to his own star for a long time. Now he's one of the top advisors with Vistage on the planet, and he's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. And whenever Stephen speaks, I listen. Stephen Baum, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back as always. So, one of the things I wanted to get your thoughts on something I was just talking about. I'm really, for a long time now, I've been really working hard trying to get small business owners to think of themselves at least part of the time as an executive, to say, okay, at least for an hour today, I'm going to stop being a manager and I'm going to start being an executive. They might actually have to leave the building in order to accomplish that in the early days. What do you think?
Well, you're on a really important topic, and it doesn't matter how small or big the company is. That's got to happen, and I'll tell you, when I talk with my guys who own their own businesses, I ask them, who else in the company knows what you know, and who else knows the people you know? And the answer is nobody.
Right.
And the next question is, so what is your job? What is it that only you can do, nobody else can do? And you begin to plunge into that topic and a conversation about it, and there's a natural tension of these folks, men and women, to stay in the detail, as you call it, stay in the trenches and make mm-hmm. sure stuff gets done. It's a feeling from childhood. If I don't do it, it isn't going to get done right.
Well, and you were the first one in the trenches. I mean, you dug the trench of your business.
But if they're in the trenches all the time, it's a bit like having a car. There's nobody at the steering wheel looking out the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get run over these days. In this economy, you've got to be adapting. You've got to be figuring out, what do I have to do different from last year? What do I have to do different from last half a year in order to stay ahead of the competition, in order to have enough customers not get run over? It's not like years ago when you could start something and build it and build it and build mm-hmm. it and stay straight. And there's lots of examples of people today who are taking that 1 hour a week or more than 1 hour a week to try to answer that question. Where should we be going? What should we do different? What's no longer good enough? How do we change how we go to market or change what we're doing?
And, Stephen, you know, I know who to ask. You and I both have mentioned competition. I did it in the previous segment. You just did it. But I'll tell you, they're not the people to ask. The people to ask, and I believe in the second decade of the 21st century, the people to ask more than ever before are our customers. If I were going to ask an executive, if I were going to tell somebody to become an executive, to stop being a manager, and they say, okay, what does that mean I should do? I would say, find out about the evolution of customer expectations. Stephen, I think that's the most important thing they can do right now. What do you think?
Well, that has a double whammy. I was talking with one of my CEOs, one of my business owners last week, and trying to get him to spend more time talking to the senior officials, as high as he can get to in his customer's company, not about a transaction, not about what he sold them last week, not about what he's going to sell them next week, but about the relationship between the companies, about
yes.
who else they use and where they're going and all that. And it took me back to an event I remember clearly, though it's a long time ago. I was working with a commercial bank, and I was asking the senior execs to tell me what would be different in 5 years if they really thought about their business and did it right. And one of the guys, not even the CEO, said, I'll be in the room with my customer, with my client, helping him with his strategic plan, while my competitor is sitting in the waiting room coming in to discuss a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's a different relationship with the customer. And to have those kinds of thoughts are what save you from extinction. So you got to start with inputs from the customers. Now, it isn't always, you know, doing what they tell you. You have to understand what's driving them and where they're going and what they're missing and what they're looking for, and then maybe you come up with what it is and try it out.
And I like what you said about what that bank executive told you, a bank manager told you, because, folks, there's a good chance that their expectations that they want you to help them with are not even your products. It could be two or three things away from your products, but it involves your products. We're going to get Stephen Baum to help us more with this after these messages. We got a lot more to come, a lot more to learn from Stephen Baum right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Baby, Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.